This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So it started off with Steelers fans jacked up right before the game. You can leave us voice messages now on the Odyssey app. It's super easy to do. Just go to where you would listen to the show, and in the top right corner, it says leave a voice message. And hey, whoa, hey, even I could figure it out. I left one for Starkey the other day. So, 2 minutes prior to kickoff, our guy Yinzer Jamie leaves us a message.
This is Yinzer Jamie. We are about to slap some dog meat. We're about to ground pound that dog pound.
Vibes were good, Doran.
Yes, they were.
Go slap that doggy meat around. Did you make your chili last night, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Damn it.
Yep.
I blame you.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Half hour later, Dylan, not as happy.
The play calling on offense is sloppier than Malzy at a craft beer house.
What? Play that again. Play that again.
The play calling on offense is sloppier than Malzy at a craft beer house.
Where's the lie?
None.
No, I think Malzy handles himself appropriately in public. All right, we'll play more of these. Perhaps in this segment, we'll definitely play more throughout the show. And there's a bunch of callers on hold. I promise you, we'll get to you coming up at the top of the hour, 412-928-9370. But, Doran, I think they're at a crossroads now, these Steelers. You know, they could have been sitting here this morning, even with an ugly victory, and that's what it would have been at 9-2, controlling not only your fate in the AFC North, where, man, you'd have a clear leg up, but also you'd be controlling your fate for the number one seed. And it's not just that, it's banking wins in your easier games.
Yes.
Because, guys, all y'all who said this is a tough spot for the Steelers, do you have any idea how much tougher it's going to be when it's Philly and Baltimore and Kansas City in 11 days? You needed to get this one because that's going to be a bitch.
Uh-huh.
So, do they take this? And then now win the next two games against a 4-7 club and a 2-8 club, a 3-8 now club, Doran? Or is this where the season starts going down the toilet here?
I think it goes down the toilet right now.
Whoa!
But I think it's going to be that three game or two game skid. I think they'll lose the next game in Cincinnati, and then I think they'll beat Cleveland at home. And then you're like, oh my goodness.
Now you're sitting there at 9-4.
Yep.
With an absolute gauntlet.
Yes.
Ahead of you.
Yep. That's what this set up. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. There's not. I know that they have some time off, but how you played yesterday, and I know the elements, and I don't care about the elements, but you could factor
couldn't
that
give
in
a rat's ass about the snow.
To. What, Joe Burrow? Jamar. They're going to eat this defense alive the way that they're playing.
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
It's too early for me to get a feel. I'd like to think the Steelers bounce back. And if
they've been a coin flip away, honestly, of winning some of these games against good teams, against the Ravens and against the Chargers.
Sure, I think that's what makes them a good team, though, is they've found ways to win those games.
They lost.
Last night?
And I'm saying the Bengals.
Oh, you're talking about the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Bengals.
Yeah, they suck.
It's a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup for the Steelers, and the Bengals are going to beat them.
That I will not. I don't know if they're going to beat them, but that I will not disagree with a matchup standpoint. Here's something that needs to be discussed, and we will discuss. This pass rush, paper champions. It's a paper champion pass rush. Would they come in with 22 sacks? That's not good enough. That's not good enough. They rushed for the whole. Gonna swear today. They rushed for the whole damn game, never got home. Herbie got home one time.
Uh-huh.
I stand corrected. That's it. They've been rushing for all year and have not got enough pressure. TJ Watt has 7.5 sacks through 11 games. For him, that's not good enough. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of talking about how good the Steelers pass rush is. Paper pass rush. I can't crap all over the voters last year for giving Myles Garrett the Defensive Player of the Year award for pass rush win rate and pressure rate, and then sit here and say the Steelers' pass rush is great because they have great pass rush win rate and great pressure rate, which they do. I'm not going to sit here and say it's good enough. It's not. Jameis damn Winston had all the time in the world yesterday. He can't move. Had all the time in the world yesterday. They gave it up 4.5 sacks a game, and they can't get home. They're fraudulent from a pass rush perspective. And we're going to spend a lot of time on the offense today, and that's where a lot of people are going to say they've got concerns, and damn well they should. But this pass rush has not been good enough all year long, and it sure as you know what wasn't good enough yesterday. Goose Frabaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Another voice message?
Yep.
Once again, Tomlin and the Steelers their pants in Cleveland on a Thursday night. Same old story.
He ain't wrong.
Nope.
1-5-1 now in their last 7 games in Cleveland. You know what we like to call that one, Doran? That's a trend.
Yes.
And it can't continue.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.